We are learning Masech Zayirim Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanya Kavasev. This is over. Rav Yehuda said, "Kishetimtzel Loimar." He explained the three sheets: Rav Meir and the Chacham and Rav Shimon. Now the klal is that there's two ways where it could be called carrying from Rishus to Rishus Midrabanan. Either one is Reuven's house, one Shimon's house. Another way is if their functions are different functions. So the Gemara, the Rav Yehuda explains that Firah Meir, really Gagin and Chatzerim are the same function. And they're not enough Dira, not enough living space to be called two different living space. So really, Firah Meir, Gag and Chatzer will be the same Rishus, and just Karfif will be different. But Rav Meir has a new Gzeira, that anything that's 10 Tfachim high, more than the other one, is Gzeira from Tel Vishus Rabim. Therefore, Firah Meir, Gag to Chatzer is also, but not because of two different functions. The reason why it's also is because he has a Gzeira of 10 Tfachim. So according to Rav Meir, that each three things are separate. Gag is one to each other, Chatzer is to each other, and Karfif is our Rishus Latzman. And, but the only reason Gag and Chatzer are not the same is because there's 10 Tfachim in between. Chacham hold, Gag and Chatzer is just Achas. Why? Because he doesn't have a problem with 10 Tfachim. And Karfif is just Achas. And in the Chacham happens to be, there's not a Machlokes Chacham or a Meir. If you let it go from Gag to Gag, according to Rav Chacham, it gets its own, each Gag gets its identity from the bottom, and therefore it can't carry from Gag to Gag according to Chacham. According to Rav Meir, it could. And then the third sheet, according to Rav Yehuda, who explains is Rav Shimon holds Gag to Chatzit to Karfif, all the same Rishus. Not enough different functions to be called different Rishus. It's one Rishus. And that's the part that the Gemara is bringing a Raya to. Besides that, we have a Rav and Shmuel also, besides that, which is Martin again next Gemara, that in the Rabbanon hold, he can't carry from Reuven's roof to Shimon's roof. What about in Shimon's roof itself, or Reuven's roof itself? Could you carry if it's open to the other roof? So according to Rav, you can't carry more than Dalet Amos because Paratz Makom Asla, because it's open to the open space. So the Gemara says on the fourth line from the top of Tzadik Aleph Amal Aleph, the beginning of the line, Tanya Kavasei the Rav, Tanya Kavasei the Rav Yehuda. We have a brisa that's a raya to Rav, Gavin Chalikas Rav and Shmuel, and a brisa that's a raya to Rav Yehuda, who explains that if you're Rav Shimon, you let it carry from Chotzer to Karfif to Gag. Tanya Kavasei the Rav, the brisa is like this: Kol Gagas the Irishus Achasein. All the roofs of the city are one Rishus. It's going according to Rav Meir. We hold that you let it go from one Gag to another Gag because the diurim on the bottom of the house does not go up, and therefore it's not called Reuven's Gag and Shimon's Gag. You let it go from roof to roof. But you can't carry from the gagim to the chotzer, mechotzer to the gagim. Why not? We said that's a gzeirim from tail of Rishus Rabim. It's a gzeirim because if you have a post in Rishus Rabim, you shouldn't come to put on the post, which is Rishus Yochid. Therefore, anytime something is 10 tefachim high, you can't transfer something from one place to another place. The kelim shofs of a chotzer, mechotzer to the chotzer. Any kelim that resided in this chotzer, you let it go from chotzer to chotzer. Big gagim, what's the title of a gagim? Let it go from one gag to another gag. Or vad, shloye gag, va yud, and amach yud. But it can't be one roof higher than the other roof, 10 tvachim, or lower, 10 tvachim. Divra meyer. Again, that's because of Zerah of Tel Bishus Rabim. Vechacham moimrim, kol echot ve echot shish la'atzme. Each roof has its own reshus, ve imit haltim by elba dalad. And it can't be mishdamish in that own roof more than dalad amas. So it's a riot to Rav, because you see in the Chachamim that even your own roof, you can't carry more than dalad amas. So there's two things Chacham say. First of all, every gag is just la'atzmai, which means that even if you do less than Dalet Amos, I can't carry from my roof to your roof. That's number one. And number two, even in my roof, I can't carry more than Dalet Amos. Why not? Because parrots to the other one. This is a riot to Rav, and not like Shmuel, that in your own roof, you can't carry more than Dalet Amos. What about the riot to Rav Yehuda? Holds that fear of Shimon, you let it carry. He said all the shittas, but the part that brings a riot to is the Rav Shimon part. Tanya Kavasei, the Rav Yehuda. When we were learning Torah by Rav Shimon in Tekoya, by Stam Rav Shimon, by the way, Rav Shimon by Yechoy, but Tekoya Hainu Malin Shemen, we used to bring Shemen, Valuntis, and towels, Megag Legag, from roof to roof. These things were on the roof on four Shabbos, this oil and the towels, and they wanted to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and they took these things along on Shabbos. They carry Megag Legag, Megag Lechotzer, Mechotzer Legag, Mechotzer Lechotzer, Mechotzer Lekarfif, Mekarfif Lekarfif, Achar, Mekarfif Achar, Acha Yidu Megin Eitzel Ma'ayin, until they reach the spring, so Yidu Rechotzer is to wash, bathe himself in there. So what do you see? You see over here, they carried something from one roof to another roof, back to the courtyard, up to Karfif, another Karfif, went from one to another. So you see, according to Rav Shimon, they let it carry from one Rishus to another Rishus, even though the functions are not exactly the same. But according to Rav Shimon, they all consider the same exact function. Om Rav Yehuda, another right to this idea, Ma'itim Shah Sakana, one time there was Sakana, they didn't keep the Sefer Torah in the shul, they kept it in one of the chatzeres. Vayimailin Sefer Torah, Mechotzer Legag, they used to bring Sefer Torah from the courtyard to the roof, from Legag Lechotzer, Mechotzer Lekarfif, and from Lechotzer to the Karfif, until they got to a Karfif where they landed over there, licorice boy. So you see, a right to Rav Shimon Shita, you're allowed to carry from one Rishos to another Rishos, even though the functions are not exactly the same. Omer Loi, they answer him, ain't Shas Sakana Rai. Don't bring a Rai from Shas Sakana. In Shas Sakana, maybe it's different. Which is actually a little interesting. The Magen Avraham Rei talks about this. You're allowed to do an Issa Darabonim when Shas Sakana. If Makam Atzairach, Makam Mitzvah, you're allowed to do an Issa Darabonim. Viva, it's Issa Darabonim. So what will be the heter of Shas Sakana? Don't lane. So don't lane. Yeah, so that might say the Magen Avraham says that could be different Shvusim are different. Could be this Shvus to the Shvacher Shvus. But it's a whole tumult. This Gemara exactly won't be the raya to carry Sefer Torah by mitzvah. And vice versa, there might be some kind of heter to certain times to do, you know, especially Mir la'akum for the mitzvah of leaning. So the Gemara vayta. Rav Shimon am echagagim. So now we know Rav Shimon Shita. We had in the Mishnah. We just explained now for Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Shita is that all these rishuyos have allowed to carry from one rishos to another rishos. That means, according to Rav Shimon, you've postured you can't carry from one house to another house. Reuven's house, Shimon's house, you can't do. Not only that, you can't carry from Reuven's house into a chotzer, that's not Mu'arabas. You can't do that either. And if you have items from the house that land up in the chotzer somehow, you can't carry that from chotzer to chotzer either. Even though chotzer to chotzer is in mutter, because Kerem Shafsim Abayis also to carry from chotzer to chotzer. Those are all facts. And Rav Shimon just was moisiv that you let it carry from chotzer to gag and gag to karfif, that's all mutter. Omar Rav. Halacha Rav Shimon. Rav says that we paskin halacha l'mais like Rav Shimon. But Rav says, v'hu shalo irvu. That's only if these chatzeres did not have an eruv. Of the irvu, if the chatzah had an eruv, loy, it cannot carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. Why not? What's be wrong? The gazrida and the ma'asla fukim mind the batim chatzah. If you made an eruv, so it's very possible you'll have kalim of the house inside the chatzah, because they have Erev, so they carry in there. And what's going to happen? You might carry those kalim from chatzah to chatzah, which is awesome. Therefore, if you have an Erev, you cannot carry anything from chatzah to chatzah. Even kalim shavsu from chatzah, you can't do. Gzeirah, you might bring kalim de batim from chatzah to chatzah. And Tosis explains that this Rav is not saying that we pass the Rav Shimon partially. He's saying this is what Rav Shimon holds. Halacha Rav Shimon means Rav Shimon himself only said his halacha by loy irvu, but not by irvu. What? To next chatzah, to the next chatzah. According to Rav Shimon, what they didn't make ma'ariv with? Yeah, Rav Shimon holds you to the chatzah to gag to carry. If you were ma'ariv, you now take kerem shavsa by. So if this kerem shavsa by is around in this thing, you might carry it from there to there. Therefore, dafka loy irvu. That's what Rav says. Rav Shimon only said halacha by irvu. By irvu loy the gezrin the most afukim mind the bottom chatzah. But Shmuel Amar, Bein Irvu, Bein Shlo Irvu. Shmuel says, Saif made an Erev, Saif did not make an Erev. The halach is, you could carry Mechotza Lechotza. Obviously, Kelim Shofsa Mechotza Dafkar. Kelim that were in the Chotza before Shabbos, but not Kelim from the Bayis. But he's not Geyser, he doesn't make a Gzeira, you might take the Kelim of the Bayis. V'chein Amar Yechron, Mi Lach Shachs, Bein Irvu, Bein Shlo Irvu. So Yechron also says, like Shmuel, that Bein Irvu, Bein Shlo Irvu, the halach is that you could carry mechatzah lechatzah. What's loshem milachshach? So Rashi takes it out. Tosfos keeps the gerusa. Baram Tosfos brings that Rashi not gerusa. Tosfos says two pshatim, and Tosfos the second pshat says that's going on Rav. That Rav Yechon told Rav, who told you that secret that Rav Shimon only said it by loy irvu, not by irvu. That's what it means. Milachshach. Who whispered that secret to you? Bein irvu and shloy irvu. Rav Shimon said it's sai irvu and sai loy irvu. Tosfos says other pshatim. That's the main pshat. Because we find all the places that Rav Yechon holds like Shmuel, so that's why that's the best pshat to learn like that. Mask of Rav Chista, the Shmuel, Rav Chista has the kasha of Shmuel and Rav Yechon, hold the same thing. They hold that even by Erev, you still could carry Mechatz Lechatz, not worry, you might bring Kalim to Batim. So they said, it's a little shver, you have two Kalim in the same Chatz, the same courtyard, and you have two books, Zemut, there was the also. This one I could carry Mechatz Lechatz, this one I can't. Or two towels, that's going to be. And the Ritva explains, and therefore people are going to come to carry the both of them to Chatzah Chatzah. They're not going to say, oh, there's an Adam, I don't believe it's a thing. That's not my minute, you know. Two towels, this towel I could, that makes no sense. They're going to say they can carry both of them. So it's a kasha, Heki says it's a thing. But the Gemara is bringing a riot that still Rav Shimon is not Geyser. Rav Shimon Tameid loy gozer. Rav Shimon Tameid is not gozer such things. That's not. We learned in the Mishnah. We had this before in the Masechta in the fourth parak. Rav Shimon was talking about a case of Tchumim. So he said there's a similar case to Tchumim. There's a case of Chatzeres. What was the case? There were three chatzeres. They were open one to another. Upsuchos shirabim. They also opened the shirabim. So they didn't have to walk. No dris are regular on each other. The irvu shteach etzonis nimemtzayis. The two outer ones. You have A, B, and C. So A and B made erev, and A and B and C made erev. But A and C were not combined. So halacha is himutarizima. The middle one can mishtamish on both sides. But the bezach etzonis two outside at the A and C. Asurim zamzah, they're also with each other. I want your geyser that since you're going to have some of A's kalim in B, if you allow B and C to mishdamish to each other, maybe Kali A will end up by C. Why am I geyser that? Ubeizach etzon asurim zumazu. B'lei gozer. Dilma asa fukim mani da hachatza la hachatza. We're not worried you're going to bring kalim from this chatza to that chatza. Hachinami here also, le gazrin dilma asa fukim mani batim la chatza. Here also, you're not geyser, you're going to carry the kalim of the batim to the chotzer. Just like this, he's not goyzer A to C. He was not goyzer mani batim to chotzer. That's what bring right. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Shita. There's a right to Rav Shimon Shita. This is Rav Shimon Shita. Ad kei kach, the Rebbe Paris asks, that what does Rav do with this? The Rav who said that Rav Shimon holds by irvu, because since there's kalim of the bias around, you can't carry him chotzer because you make xera. We have first Rav Shimon, you don't make xera. Rebbe Paris asks the kach, look there if it's rutsim, not klom. What his teretz is. But, it's clear, you have to just learn it up. Now, the Rabbanon got an argument with Rav Shimon. If you look at that, Mishnah, Rabbanon taka hold, it is a gzera. That's why he holds, you can't keep the zera's not good. You can't carry from A to C. So, taka Rabbanon taka argument with Rav Shimon in that Mishnah that we had before, the Gemara brings it down in the fourth parak. So, like upon we have a chag to say Rav and Shmuel, Rav against Shmuel and Rav Yecharon. If a fear of Shimon by irvu, could you carry mechatzel chatzel? So, Master Rav Sheshes. I'm going to have a few questions on this. Master Rav Sheshes. Rav Shimon says, Echad, this is our Mishnah, Echad Gagois, Echad Chatzerois, Echad Kafifois, which is Achasein, the one Rishus, but the Mishnah speaks out, the Kalim Shafs of Asaychim, only Kalim that resided in these Chatzerois. But loyally kalim shofs of Zechabayas, not the kalim that were in the house by the beginning of Shabbos. So the question is like this: how is it possible ever to carry kalim to shofs of Zechabayas to another chatzah to chatzah? How did it get into the chatzah in the first place? He doesn't have erev. That's the first kasha. Yeah, read b'shlomo the irvu.
That's the question. The
question is like this: we're saying Rav Shimon is a fact that I carry a chatzah to chatzah and a chatzah to karpif, everything, right? But only kalim shofs of Zechabayas, not kalim shofs of Zechabayas. Rav says that Rav Shimon only says halacha by loy irvu. He didn't make an erev. Because if he made an erev, there's a lot of kalim around. So in the things that make it exerv. If there's no erev, how did you get kalim from the bayis into the house? How did you get kalim from the house into the chatzah? We're saying, Rav Shimon says you can't carry mechatzah to chatzah, kalim from the house. How did kalim from the house land up in the chatzah? How did that happen? If you made an erev, you understand how you have mani debatim, kalim from the houses in the courtyards. How do you ever have money of the money means the utensils of the batim? How to land up in the chatzah?
You
didn't. That, if you did, that's the whole thing. Rav says if you made an erev chatzah, then it's kalim sitting around. All your books are outside. You're not getting the gzera. So he says you can't have it. So if you can't have it, how do you get anything out of it? So the Gemara, who moisiv lo mufarik lo, Rav Sheshes asked the question out of Teretz, Pasha Teretz. Stop your war outside. If you wear something into your chatzah, that's fine. You're not carrying. Just like you're allowed to walk on Shiram with clothing, you're not carrying. You're allowed to walk from your house into the chatzah with clothing. And then you took it off, put it down on the table. Now, that's what he's saying. Rav Shimon is saying you can't do that. We're not going to get zero out of that. That's not like a normal thing. But Rav Shimon says you can't carry those kalim from there until the other chatzah. Only kalim shofs of chatzah, you're allowed to carry to the other chatzah, but not that.